USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden and his administration is continuing to blame Vladimir Putin's price hike for all soaring inflation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's also no question that when a foreign dictator invades a foreign country, and when that foreign dictator is the head of a country that is the third largest supplier of oil in the world, that is going to have an impact. And it is.
Pushed by the skyrocketing cost for gas, housing, and food, inflation started long before Putin invaded Ukraine and has now risen to 7.9% over the past 12 months. It's the sharpest hike since 1982. Good news for baseball fans. The Major League Baseball lockout is over. It took more than 3 months and multiple deadlines for delaying the regular season before Major League Baseball and the Players Association ended their stalemate and came to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement. The first regular season game will be April 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.